Neil, let's start with congratulations. You've invested a lot in leadership. Tell me about what this means to be moving into this role here at the end of this meeting.
Yeah, thanks, Don. I've served 2 years as the vice president of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and now I just got elected to be president. It's a one-year term and a maximum of 2 years total, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We've kind of worked my way up and gotten to know the industry and the players and the people, and I'm excited to represent the growers.
Hopefully we put a farm bill to bed during that time period.
Well, I sure hope so. One that was supposed to be put to bed last year and didn't happen, and I think we'll learn a lot these next couple of days about people's opinions on the timing of farm bill, but frankly I don't think anybody really knows until Congress gets their act together and moves on other important issues first.
So as far as the sugar perspective going into this farm bill, there's always some amendments that pop up. We know that. How confident are you as we move forward into this process?
Well, I think we have a good product and an important food ingredient. We're an important part of agriculture, just like all of our other staple commodities in the Red River Valley and beyond. So I don't have any doubts that we will have a place in the farm bill along with all the other commodities. As far as opposition, that's always going to be there. Price competition for our products, and there's always going to be some opposition, but I'm pretty confident that we're in a good place to overcome that.
This is the first farm bill post-COVID. Does that food security message, is that still with us?
I certainly think that's what we're hearing over and over and over again from the public and from the legislators. People have not forgotten empty store shelves. People have not forgotten our dependence on foreign suppliers that weren't there when COVID was in full effect. So it's a message that resonates. Sugar was always on the shelf because we're a domestic commodity. That can't be said for all other food products. So that is an important message that we are telling, and it's an important one that we are hearing from constituents and from consumers.
Any other ask that you have going into this next session here in these next 2 years?
Typically, our asks are going to be the same as all other commodities. We know as farmers all of our input prices are through the roof, and we need some stability going forward, not an insurance of profit, but an insurance that we'll be able to carry to the next year if we have a major disaster. So we're just looking for what the rest of agriculture is looking for, covering a percentage of our costs to make sure that we have a stable and a bountiful food supply that's safe for all American consumers.
And some of these crop protection issues, chlorpyrifos and such, it seems like it's an ever-changing game. Where do you see that playing?
You know, all that stuff is outside of the farm bill. That's really ramped up the last few years. There's been so many court cases against anything that we use to protect the crops to produce that bountiful food supply. I don't see that slacking off at all. There seems to be kind of a movement of emotion and less based on science and more based on emotion to try to squelch what we do. And it's a real shame if we could take a look at the science and be allowed to use the products that have been proven over and over and over again to be safe for the farmer and for the consumer. We would be able to focus on things that are much more important.
Federal court vacated the EPA decision on chlorpyrifos. Do you see product being available if we were able to move forward?
There's still some hoops that have to be jumped through on the state level, and frankly I think the state is either looking for guidance from the EPA or trying to develop some rules of their own, so it's a wait-and-see situation.
Well, again, good convention, had a good beet year, so appreciate the chance to connect.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this week, and thanks for being here, Don. Appreciate it.